This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
We obviously know a lot of Democrats are very upset with Elon Musk and some of these cuts he's made since, you know, leading Doge. That's been the biggest gripe.
Yes.
But what I'm not hearing as much about is the latest baby mama drama that he's at the center of. Have you heard about this?
I did. I recognized the lady immediately, but I'm not that familiar with her work, but I knew the name.
So 53-year-old Elon Musk supposedly just had a baby with 26-year-old conservative influencer Ashley St. Clair. She's a pretty well-known name, I would say, in the conservative arenas.
Yes.
She has more than a million followers on Twitter, makes quite a bit of money, she even reported from Twitter X. And she's written books, things like that. Well, she put out a public post against Elon Musk on Valentine's Day, blasting him because I guess he ghosted her. And it sounds like it was kind of a secret that was more widely known in certain circles in the conservative, like at the certain, you know, all the influencers there on the conservative side. But she posts publicly how 5 months ago she says, "I welcomed a new baby into the world. Elon Musk is the father. I've not previously disclosed this to protect our child's privacy and safety, but in recent days it has become clear that tabloid media intends to do so regardless of the harm it will cause. I intend to allow our child to grow in a normal and safe environment. For that reason, I ask the media honor our child's privacy and refrain from invasive reporting." Well, we know that won't happen.
Cha-ching.
Well, the whole thing is very weird to me. Elon Musk has 13 children with four different women.
Worse than Cannon or Eddie Murphy.
So that may be, but do you really think, like, is he struggling to make mortgage payments each month because of all the child support payments that
he's making? No, I'm not thinking at all about the financial side of things, and I highly doubt he is. You know, I am a big advocate of welcoming more children. Be fruitful and multiply. You know, that to me, that is, you know, what I think God wants us to do, if at all possible. Obviously, there are extenuating circumstances that's just not possible.
But
to have 13 children with four different women, it sounds like you're not even in the lives of many of these children. I mean, we see X, his son, with him, you know, on his shoulders when he's in the Oval Office with Donald Trump.
Is that Grimes' kid?
I've lost track.
Oh. And he can't even play basketball. Normally, it's NBA players that have 12 children with five different baby mamas.
It's bad. You know, where is the foundation? I mean, again, I will always be the one to advocate for more children, but we need stable families for these children. I'm so sick of people. I know things happen. I know that the woman leaves, the man leaves. There are many, someone passes away. I mean, there are many reasons why a marriage dissolves or there's only one parent. I get that. Abusive situations. But we need to put more of an emphasis on the need for stable families for children. This is not about go have fun, go bar hopping one night, get blasted, and then go sleep with someone and impregnate them, or you get pregnant because you're, whatever the case may be. I just am so saddened to see all of this happening.
He's old enough to know better, is the point. He's rich enough to avoid to afford condoms, which is the second point. The third point is, do you think the women are just attracted to his brain?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is that a fair
question?
I'll
venture out to say it's many things, including the fact that he is one of the richest men in the world.
I mean, honestly, what responsibility is Ashley St. Clair owe in all of this? She had an affair with a guy who's 30 years older than her, right? He's okay looking, but he's not Tom Brady like dashing. So what if he's a 6 or 7? Obviously, his $400 billion fortune or whatever, however much money he has, $1 trillion, is it makes him a 10 to these women.
I guess.
So I would agree with you. I think there should be some responsibility involved on both sides. But number one, he's stupid because he's got to know he's a target for something like this. Mm-hmm. Ashley St. Clair just secured her future, basically.
See, and that's, I fault both of them. I just find this, so the whole thing, very sad. And, you know, Will brought up something on Facebook, and I'm glad you did. He talks about having no fathers as one of the reasons for gangs. That is obviously a problem, you know. And I'm not just blaming the father, but there's many other situations where the mom just says, I'm out, and leaves the baby with the dad. But yes. I found this video I want to play for you. I think this was some Instagram reel, but I think it speaks to kind of what Will's talking about. Listen.
You know, one thing I'm increasingly concerned about, the suicide rates and depression rates of young men in the United States. We have a serious, serious crisis of identity. Young guys are so confused about whether or not they have any worth in the world. I think most of it starts with lack of a strong paternal figure. I think when we're young, when we're 5, 10, 15 years old, 20 years old, if there isn't somebody there to like set us straight, or that we haven't internalized the message of what's the right thing to do, that we drift. This is preventable. We need more men supporting other men on how to be a good man. And not just looking to the examples of how they've succeeded in business or this and that. I think we gotta like crew up and take care of each other.
I wholeheartedly agree. Let's stop emasculating men. Let's teach them teach young boys how to be men. And the importance of supporting your family and being committed.
So I wonder, will this one's name be Y?
You know,
because the last one's name was X, right?
Well, yeah. So I think he goes by X, but if you actually look at the full name,
it's a whole bunch
like
of symbols.
Letters and things that I don't even know. If you ask me how to type it out on my keyboard, I don't even. It's like an A and an E that look combined. You know, look. You can name your kid whatever you want, but that sometimes it's just mean.
Be responsible.
Sometimes it's just cruel to the kid.
How involved is Elon in the lives of any of these kids? That's what I want to know.
See, that's my question. Are they going to grow up knowing their father, truly knowing him and having a relationship with him? Or are they going to grow up wealthy because they have a dad who's uber rich and they just will be able to say one day, my dad's Elon Musk?
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? You know how much those kids at some point when they're older would trade all the money in the world, I'm sure, to be able to have a personal relationship with a loving father.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I don't know what he sees. He's clearly not thinking. he's not thinking this through, although it's not. I mean, this kid, they say he's at risk, not having a parent, more at risk to be in a gang. He'll be able to buy his own gang, right? I mean,
sadly,
honestly, there's no way he's not, like, just here's $500 million, take care of the kid. I mean, is he that cold? I don't know.
Well, how often do the kids who are basically handed everything on a silver spoon, how often do they end up entitled
and big problems?
You know, everyone, society makes you think that money is going to solve all your problems. If I only had more money, I'd be happier. Well, that's just not true. I mean, time and again, it's proven that if you make more money, that can often lead to more problems. You buy more things, your expenses go up as your income goes up. It's not what it's cracked up to be. I mean, sure, more money can help, but that's absolutely not the answer. And the problem with that, too, is that people make a false idol out of it.
Yes.
They idolize money. I mean, not just money. They idolize a lot of things. And that's a problem in and of itself, depending on your views. Idolatry. But I don't know. Our society is just so twisted. And I think, to the guy's point in the video, I think everyone's just trying to search for meaning and value. And I found that through my faith. But I think there's a lot of people who, because they are desperately searching for that, they find it in the wrong place and they cling to that.
They should all be like Warren Buffett. Maybe Musk is like Warren Buffett. He's already told his kids, you're not going to inherit a dime that I have.
Oh, is that what he said?
He gave them jobs. Like, they're going to be in charge of handling his foundation, which will hand out all the money. And I'm sure they'll get a salary from that, but they're not going to inherit any of his wealth, because he wanted to teach him to be independent.
See, that I don't agree with that either. I think you can still give your kids inheritance, but I think you also teach them the value of a dollar.
Yes,
I think it's,
and make them
both
work.
And I don't think you have to have one without the other.
I agree. It's a good point. Yeah, I'm a big Elon Musk fan for what he's doing with Doge, but you're right. The
man up.
Personal life's a little bit of a challenge there, I think. Not that both parties don't deserve a little bit of blame.
Yeah, Ashley does too. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Get more at 971talk.com.